All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's Thursday. We're on the downside towards the weekend. Your Astros have the day off. They won yesterday, as we told you during the show. And we're all present and accounted for. Nick with his green NBA shirt, hoping the Celtics come back from the depths of the dead. Or maybe not. Barry and myself. Barry just got done with a tea time, so
what?
He is in here ready to play.
No, I didn't. Oh. Why would you say I had a tea time?
Get your polo, your shorts. I thought you might have just hit the
barely back. Showing up to the studio?
I did not say that.
I said that.
I've been here since 12:30.
I don't remember that part at all.
Yeah. It's because I didn't want to hang out with you.
Disappeared. You did show up at 12:30 and you disappeared.
No, I showed up at 12:30. I went and got me some lunch and I went to the studio that wasn't being used to prep because I don't want any talking when I'm prepping today. Is that a bad thing?
Is that a, you got that?
I got the question.
You are salty, Nick. You've gone at him for 2 weeks now.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Joel.
2 weeks?
I've done nothing to this cat. And
last
all he
week,
does is attack me.
Last week and this week,
Why? You
have initiated contact.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And
it's a blocking
I'm
foul.
Just wondering why.
Well, the lay thing, I get picked on by Barry every day about it. So I felt like picking on Barry Laminack would make me feel better about the situation.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Yeah, everyone's making a comment.
Wait, we don't pick on you for being late.
I'm never late. That's why.
Right. But why would we pick on you? So who you said you get picked on every day.
Oh, the B-dub. The real Hall of Famer.
And the real B-dub, not this B-dub.
Yeah, everybody's tripping out because I wore shorts today.
Yeah, that's the first thing Joel said when he's like, hey, you know, Barry's wearing shorts today. I'm like, okay.
You guys have never seen a dude in shorts?
It doesn't bother me.
You look like you're ready to hoop every day, Joel.
I know. I'm going to start wearing shorts now, too.
You wear shorts every day. Mine just don't happen to be mesh. They're just regular shorts.
Dry fit. Mesh sounds a little bit.
No.
They're not see-through.
What,
yours? I wear breathable shorts. I wear mesh dry fit.
Basketball shorts.
Dry fit.
You wear shorts.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Brand Jordan.
Oh, we have to be very specific.
You're that guy?
These are brand Gap.
I'll wear premium brands like Big Baller Brand. That's the kind of stuff I wear.
When's that first order of shoes come in?
I really want to know how much he sold, though. I don't want to open the show and talk about it, but I really do want to know how many he sold. We probably will never know.
No,
but,
you're not.
But I really want to know. Like, who would actually, like, buy and wear? Because I feel like if you bought those shoes right now, you'd be made fun of.
Might as well just put some lights in them or something.
I think there'd be a lot of people.
Put some
wheelies. You'd get attention, but most people would go, what the hell did you do buying those?
I wonder if he went and pitched, you know, because he got turned down by Adidas, he got turned down by Under Armour, and he got turned down by Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big joke was Skechers. But I wonder if he ever reached out to, like, wheelies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the ones with the wheels. They're called wheelies.
And they make shoes with wheels mm-hmm. in the heel. And you see these kids running around and then they pop the wheels out and roll. I wonder if he did that.
Or the Chinese companies, Anta.
Well, what would be the fun in that? I want wheels in the bottom of my
And now
big
he comes out
brand.
Today, by the way, and says that he's still willing to talk to the big three shoe companies for $3 billion.
God, can we not talk about this guy today? What? I don't want to talk about
just
this dude,
brutal.
Please.
I didn't bring him up.
I know you didn't. I know. Nick is already pissing me off bringing up this a-hole. I don't care about him or his yellow teeth. I don't want to talk about it.
We're in the first inning of a 9-inning game, and you two guys are ready to brawl already.
I'll fight him, and I'm wearing shorts today.
I didn't know I was being mean to him for the past 2 weeks. I had no idea.
Well, there's no doubt you have.
You really hurt my feelings. And I don't think
I'm going to take it easy on Barry.
I don't think you understand what you've done to me emotionally. I don't care.
The scars.
Yeah, I don't care.
You
don't
Nick, to, less you than know. One, Nick. When you're on the air, Nick, you don't aggravate the host.
You
Nick.
Got the tone right. You got to work on the oldness of it. You
I
gotta,
can't.
Less than one, Nick.
You gotta.
There's a scruff
it. Would be
to
perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get the chest hair in my
and
mouth.
And there's a the what?
The chest hair in my mouth where I can scruff it up a little bit.
Oh, gosh. No.
Nick is rolling in there.
Because he's got plenty of it.
Oh, he could knit
Of course, you guys don't need to. Oh, well, you weren't here, but Barry doesn't need me to explain. Because he saw it up close and personal.
He could knit his chest hair into an afghan, a hat, and some gloves.
Do you have chest hair? Do you, Nick?
Very minimal, but yes.
I have two hairs. It's the weirdest.
You shouldn't admit it like that.
I knew. I have. I look down, and my nipples are getting hairy now around the areola.
Jeez.
And I'm getting some hair there. So I've got like these two hairy.
Why do you keep playing with your nipples as you're talking about them?
I don't know. It feels good. But like, yeah, I get these little. I've got this little. It looks like a crop circle on my chest around the areola. But then right in the middle, I just have two long black hairs.
Do you braid them?
It looks like Charlie Brown's hair on his head. Like I literally just have those three lines, and that's it. Do I braid them? They're not close enough together to braid them. I couldn't even twist them up.
Does it look like the back of JaVale McGee's head?
No, it looks like Charlie Brown's head. Like I said, there's two hairs. He's got three, though. He actually, I think, has more hair than I do.
He can braid his. You
it's
can't braid
so
yours.
It's so sad. It's so sad. And thank God, though, that my wife doesn't like hairy people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, you know, if I told her, what if I was like a hairy dude? She's like, we probably wouldn't have got married.
There's a lot of women like that.
Because she thinks
that.
That's gross.
Yeah, there's a lot of women like that.
Like, I never have to worry about her sleeping with Barry Warner. I never have to worry about that. I could check that off my list.
Where's your wife on letting people in their own residential pool area swim naked?
Oh God, no. She would drain the pool. She would drain the pool and have it removed. I was talking today. I had Joe from Coastal Pets come out and do my exterminating and stuff, and we were talking about the bird problem because he was like, do you still have a bird problem? I was like, yes, every day these freaking birds still peck the windows. And then I look like an idiot because I'm running around the house throwing things at my windows to run the birds off. And then he's like, well, maybe we can get this, you know, he's like, those spikes are ugly. I was like, yeah, my wife's not going to let you do anything on the outside. This is going to look ugly. And he was like, well, there's this gel, but it'll turn black. But you could put some painter's tape down, put the gel in there, and then it burns the bird's feet. I was like, ooh, now we're talking. I can inflict some pain on these birds, these a-hole birds. And he goes, yeah, you just put some blue painter's tape down. That way it doesn't, you can just peel it off. I was like, bro, my wife's not going to let me put painter's tape on the front of my house.
Because nothing says class like blue painter's tape around the windows.
I might as well just put foil over the windows at that point. I was like, no.
It's like the people that use sheets, bed sheets for their
curtains.
There's a
comic locally that has a great joke about that. Where he's talking about he met this chick on, I guess, Tinder. And he went back to her place and her mattress is on the floor. And the sheets match the curtains because the curtains were sheets. He's like, I thought we were going to have sex, but I guess I'm going to smoke crack for the first time. Like, it's a great joke. Yeah. That's always trips me out when it's just bed sheets up there.
Oh, man.
That's
especially
out
in Sugarland
right
where
there.
They get these big bay windows and everything. And then once they buy the house, they realize that you actually have to get window treatments that big. So then they just tack up a sheet.
Yeah.
Nick, you've seen it before out in our neck of the woods.
He probably has them in his room.
What? Why would I have that in my room?
I don't know.
Because you
seem like a sheet on the wall kind of guy. Bed on the floor, no frame. Still got a tube TV sitting on a milk crate.
Look at his face.
I was that guy at one point. I have a frame. Yeah. I don't have a tube TV.
Oh, you got a frame? Oh, look at you. He's like, I'm an adult now. My mattress is in a frame. What about the box spring? What's that?
I got one.
Oh, you got a box spring now?
Where is it, in storage?
You're such a big boy.
Is the box spring in storage?
No, I use it.
Do you?
As what? A coffee table?
See, that's not nice. Not nice.
So your bed's not on the floor?
I'm past the tube TV.
That's good. Okay. Oh, you don't have a tube TV on a milk crate anymore?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's good, too. I'm proud of you, Nicholas.
Got a wireless printer. Yep.
A wireless? What is it that you're printing so much of that you needed to go out and acquire a wireless printer?
I don't know. I mean, it was just really what was around, honestly. I was just trying to brag about it, but
sales invoices and you came up with that.
Hold on. Do you bring chicks over and you're like, hey,
yeah, check out my wireless printer,
baby.
What's
up, girl? You want to go see my room? Yeah. First of all, that should never be something you say as an adult. Hey, you want to come see my room? But then you're like, yeah, check it out. Check
it's
it
an
out.
HP.
You're like, check it out. I got that bed. See that bed frame? You see that bed frame? Yeah. And check it out. You see it on the right? On
it's
the,
adjustable.
No, frame is adjustable. Not the clothes. The other side of the bed where that wireless printer is. Yeah. You want me to print you something?
I can print for my iPhone.
I'll print
right
you
now.
Something so good.
I'll print a picture of you right now.
You get that ink on your hands. I got a warm towel for you after. But that's a what? Wireless printer. That's what Nick does.
You want to talk to us about Compass?
Huh?
Wow, Mr. Direct. By the way, my wife has volunteered us.
No, because they didn't give me the updated sheet.
Oh, they didn't give you one? We will make it up then. I really thought you had the sheet.
No, they told me there's a new one coming, so I need to get that for the next one.
Well, you were supposed to talk about Compass right now. Just saying.
Okay, well, we'll just talk saying. About Compass next. God, I'm just saying. You're the producer, right? Aren't you supposed to bring that to me? Doesn't he bring them to you, Joel? You get special treatment. I get nothing.
I did. I actually did print a brand new updated copy of Gallery Furniture for him, but didn't print you one.
Why are you making that face, Joel?
Because I just stopped and just let you guys work this out.
Barry does that too. When you guys go at it, I'll obviously I let you guys go at it. But
you just ran him over with a bus like four times.
Hey, you did it too. I did it the other day.
You guys are. It's great. It's great to have this team. Let's go, team.
I think the uniforms come in tomorrow for the 3-on-3.
Are we going to match?
I'm really worried.
Are we going to match?
No, we should. No. Matching rompers.
No. Ooh, team romper.
No chance.
You won't hoop in a romper, Joel?
Remember your breakdancing story with the crotch that ripped out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be the guy that goes and change directions dribbling and just...
How wide do you spread your legs when you change directions?
I've got flexibility, my friend.
Are you doing jumping jacks?
Well, obviously more than you're going to be doing.
Are you trying to recreate the Air Jordan logo when you go up?
Daily.
Layups, and he's doing the Jordan pose in the air.
Be you, as Russ says.
Be you.
Be you. All right, if you want to join the show today, 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. You can text us. You can call us. And we will make sure and try and respond if it's worthwhile. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry, till 4, Usual Suspects, all under one roof again, which is nice, as we continue to roll on. Kind of a slow sports day with the Astros yesterday in the afternoon.
Yeah, kind of made for a boring night, a boring-ass basketball game that I switched after a quarter. I was like, I'm not watching this.
Which was classic, by the way, that we both blasted Josh Rapp.
Yeah.
Because Josh Rapp got all he got all mad last night because neither one of us were tweeting like we do when the Rockets are playing. And he started getting on us, and he's like, well, what in the hell are you guys doing? And I was like, well, I'm watching your Cardinals have a complete meltdown and let the Red Sox back in the game. Choking. And then you chimed in and said the exact same thing. And within about 30 minutes, the Red Sox had won the game 5-4.
Yeah.
Priscilla, which was fantastic.
Just gave it up early on, gave up 4, but they came back.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I feel terrible for Nick. Barry's a bully. What? I'm not a bully. Nick's the bully. Nick is total.
I am not the bully.
He's a verbal abuser.
Let's make that clear.
He's a verbal abuser. Nick. Also, I got a ton of text saying they're called Heelys, not Wheelies. So
the people that have 6 pair of them need to make sure that you're aware.
If you texted and corrected me, is it because you planned on getting some and you wanted to get the right name?
You better have kids with those shoes.
For real.
If you're correcting them.
For real. But someone did say they blame Joel for me messing it up. Just hashtag thanks, Joel.
I can tell you right now, my kids never having those either, by the way.
Good for you.
Because that's the first thing that's an open invitation to go backwards and smack your dome piece on the concrete.
Why not? Dude, kids are having a blast using those things in the mall. I see it all the time.
Oh,
in
I hate those
the
kids.
Mall.
Why?
Nothing's worse.
Why do they bother
by the way,
you?
The only thing worse than that in the mall are those big pregnant stuffed animals that the kids are riding around in now all over the mall that are like motorized. Oh, you haven't seen these?
No.
Especially out at the outlet mall. What's the I-10?
Katie Mills.
Oh, yeah, Katie Mills has them.
Yeah, it's plenty of room to.
Oh, my God. They're big, pregnant, stuffed animals, and these kids of any age, like, hang on for dear life, and then they just go plowing into people throughout the mall. They just try. Everybody's got to get out of the way because these things are like on parade at all times.
I've never seen this, but I hope that I don't have to.
Like, you would be the guy that would like hip check one of them off a kid off of that thing.
Probably, yeah.
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 And they are that annoying. Parents just go, "Oh, Tommy, you're a pain in my ass. Let me pay $5 an hour and let me put you on Tyrannosaurus Tex." And then they're just like a drunk person the way they're steering it, and they're all over the walkways of the mall.
No, that ain't going to happen. Somebody said, somebody else texted and said, "I feel like there's beef between Barry and Nick. What's going on, fellas?" There's no beef. There's no beef at all.
You guys just don't talk unless you're on the air.
Yeah. I hate that dude. There's no beef.
Right.
I just don't like him. He's a jerk face, and he's not even here, so I'm talking about him behind his back.
I was just going to say, Nick, if you got something to say, say it now or forever hold your peace.
Yeah, if you're scared, just don't say anything. That's what I thought.
There you go, Nick. Coward for life.
That's right.
You wuss, puss, shirara. That's crazy.
Oh, my good. Goodness.
Oh, my good.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Somebody said, I had a pair of Heelys when I was like 12. I'm 20 now, and I still see people at college with them. What? Bro, if you're 20 and you're running around,
who the hell's
with
doing that?
Heelys on. One, you're probably a virgin. Two,
I was just gonna say.
Two, you obviously aren't worried about ass. You know what I mean? If you're rocking the Heelys
and absolutely bone dry, if you are in college wearing Heelys,
yeah, that's sad.
Get a hoverboard and step up. Sad.
Nick, you're back now. Everyone was asking. They feel like there's real beef between us. What's going on? I just told him you're a jerk. That's all there is. No beef. You're just an a-hole.
And the fact that you didn't respond, Nick, when we gave you the ample opportunity and we said, if you got something to say, say it now so that you can step up to the plate with Barry. Otherwise, label yourself a coward by saying nothing. You didn't respond.
I'm not labeling myself a coward by saying nothing. It's just, it's being mature.
No, you weren't in the room, Nick.
Yeah, that's why we did it. Point. We said, if you're going to step
y'all
up.
You can't see me through the window. Is there that bad of a glare?
You were not.
You know what?
I know. I know, but
he
you didn't see
understand.
Me leave.
Yeah, we did. You know what? Just forget it. Just forget it.
It was intentional.
God, this is crazy. I'm off the rails already. You're going to do better at what? Being attentive on the show and multitasking by responding?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounded convincing,
I just want to know,
what
is the when are we hooping versus Joe George and the other losers?
You're the one working all this out. Joe got all defensive. He came flying in the studio today. He goes, "Where's Laminack? Is he here yet?" And I go, "No, why?" He goes, "Well, why is it always, he's putting it on me and he's making me look bad on Twitter and he's saying that this is all on my schedule and I didn't say anything. And then Ashton's speaking for me and he's pissing me off." And I'm like, "Whoa, Joe, it's just a little friendly three-on-three.
I'm guarding Joe now. That settles it. I'm fouling out in the first two possessions.
If you're looking to make someone angry, it's probably going to be Joe because you're not going to make Matt or Ashton angry.
Then I'm gonna guard him just so I can trash talk Joe the entire time.
Ashton probably has the most patience.
Does he? Oh, well, then I don't want to guard him.
Of the three.
I was going to guard Ashton just because I knew he wouldn't run because he's so big. But I'll guard Joe.
Nick's worried. He did a mile again last night, possibly.
You never know, man.
Joe looks slow. I'm going to guard him. And then I'm just going to trash talk him. Just the whole time.
And Joe walks down the hallway and goes, "I got my D Roses on. Just in case you guys want to know, this is what I'm wearing when we play." I go, "I don't care."
I really, though, do want to revisit the whole matching outfits. I really want to do that.
Oh, boy.
No, Nick, you don't want to?
I don't want to match with you, no.
Well, what if we just, can we play shirts and skins and we'd be skins?
I'm fine with that.
You wouldn't even play skids.
Oh, I would totally play skids.
No, you would.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah, but then like I'm going to draw numbers on my chest like I'm wearing
draw
a jersey.
Draw a six-pack?
Well, I'll trace some lines out, give you that illusion. But yeah, I don't see why not. Let's go. Let's hoop.
Joel's like, "I'm not doing this."
I'm part of the team, so for the sake of the camaraderie of our show, I'm going to participate.
Okay.
So skins versus skins and Facebook Live it. We should do.
I don't want to see Ashton without a shirt.
I'm just going to say, you think Ashton's ripping that bad boy
off? I don't
want
to see Ashton without a shirt. And Joe George is definitely T-shirting the pool guy. There's no way he's taking his shirt off.
It's a great call, by the way.
There's no way he's taking his shirt off. And I don't know the other guy. I might have seen him, but I don't know him.
He's the thinnest, for sure.
Well.
You see a ball going out of bounds?
Some of those skinny dudes get just as embarrassed to take their shirt off.
Yeah. Some skinny dudes are T-shirting the pool guys, too. Absolutely, yeah.
But can you just imagine if we're Facebook Live in this or whatever, and the ball's going towards out of bounds, and Joe is like going to dive for it, and everybody goes, no, as he kind of gets airborne.
Oh,
Joe's going to hate me, and he's a good dude.
Dylan from Beaumont said, I thought Nick and Barry were going to run the 40. What happened? Barry's scared of Nick? First of all, why would you think I'm scared? I'm the one that works out and runs. Why would I be scared?
You should be scared.
Why would I be scared 40? Of this? Why would I be scared of your bloated, skinny ass? How could you be skinny and bloated?
Lightning fast.
You're lightning fast?
Super quick.
How could you? I don't
in the 40?
Yeah.
I can do that in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. Yeah. Trust me, Dylan. I'm not scared of Nick.
You should be.
Oh,
let's do the 40.
Okay. All right.
Let's do the 40.
When we go to hoop. We're gonna
parking lot, Barry.
You can do it at the right spot, Nick. You don't have to do it in a parking lot.
I know. I'm just.
By the way, congratulations to James Harden
for
first team All NBA.
Oh, I haven't seen the list. I didn't bother to look it up because I didn't care. But is there any surprises?
The first team is pretty much
read
what,
it. Read
what
it.
You thought I'm gonna get it back up. I actually had moved on from it, but
oh, did you?
Yeah, but I'll get it back.
Did
for you.
You now?
Now, did you hear this,
did
by the
Russell,
way?
Did Russell
if
make
Paul
it?
Paul George.
I have it right here.
If Paul George made one of the first three teams, he was.
I saw that.
He was good for the Supermax deal from the Pacers.
5 years,
was
like 230?
200 and some mil.
Yeah, 230, I think.
Yeah.
I may have been off a little bit, but yeah, it was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Something to the effect of maybe it was 200 and 170.
He did not make one of the first three teams, though, so he is not eligible.
So he's not going to get the 200 million?
Nope.
Yikes.
Jimmy Butler. He would have gotten a maximum of 5 years, $210 million. All he had to do was place on one of the first one of the three all NBA teams, and he did not make it. Missed it by that much, and that's a lot.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of cashish that's going out the window.
Yeah. What was the team? Was LeBron?
You just said you had it.
Yeah. LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard were the forwards.
Russell Westbrook and James
Anthony
Harden.
Davis was the center. Let's do the front court. And then, now you've ruined it now. The surprise.
Everyone knew that.
Yeah, and then Russ and James in the backcourt. There you go. Any surprises in the other? I mean, other than Paul George not making it, which does kind of surprise me.
I'm still sometimes surprised with Chris Paul's injury history, how he always makes one of the three teams.
Yeah.
Or is it just that one brutal injury that he had that makes you wonder?
But he had two this year where he missed some significant
time. But he didn't
time.
Make it this year.
Did it have to do with his leg? Like the,
well, I thought I saw him on 13.
Chris Paul's, no. 13 guards were John Wall, DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
Second team guards were Curry and Isaiah Thomas.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Durant makes second team?
He did. The forwards on the second team were Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, and Rudy Gobert was the center. And then the third team was Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and DeAndre Jordan.
How about Rudy Gobert going from the Summer League MVP, trying to make a roster and just be content as the last guy on the end of the bench, to being second team All-NBA this year?
And up for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah. And dethroning
pretty
DeAndre
good.
Jordan, who moved down to third team. Which also shows you just how limited the centers are in the NBA these days.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a big man's league anymore. With that being said, we've got plenty more to get to. Lots to talk about. Even some audio to run for you. Several things coming up with possible lawsuits and or damaging admittance between the two other Texas teams not known as the Houston Rockets. So we can get to that as well. As anything that's on your mind. If you want to give us a call, 713-780-ESPN, or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
going to give you a chance to win something. We like to give back to the listeners that are always so great at listening to us. So, without further ado, we are going to give you two tickets to the Love Street Music Fest, brought to you by Carbach. Two tickets, beer package tickets to Carbach's Love Street Music Fest. It's a party, the Carbach Street Festival, for the first ever Love Street Music Fest. Sunday, May the 21st, 1 to 9 p.m. Come out for a day filled with the sweet sounds of live music from local and national artists like Saint Motel, Junior Junior, Louis Del Mar, Run River North, and more. Tickets still available if you don't win them here, but you can win them right now. Nick says caller number 10. So at 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Caller 10 right now gets two tickets to the Love Street Music Fest. Shout out to Chris Cornell, by the way, his family, as we say, rest in peace. Frontman for Soundgarden. This song is great, by the way. But 52 years old.
Fantastic song, and did not know he passed away.
Yeah, last night.
Did not know. Didn't even see it.
Yeah.
And, lead singer of Soundgarden and Audioslave.
Right, and they had just, he had just tweeted before the show that they, he was excited to be back in Detroit. They hadn't done a show there in a long time. Said, you know, something to the effect of, happy to be back in Detroit Rock City, fired up for the show tonight. And evidently, sometime between after the show and the end of the evening, he passed away.
This was the jam. You know this
song.
It's
a great song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You going to give me my copy back?
What copy?
You know what I'm talking about. One of you guys took my copy that I set on the table here, and then you were going to throw me under the bus at the end of the second.
I would take your lettuce.
And leave me scrambling to find
copy. I would never do that.
Black hole, son.
Joel took it. All right, it's whatever. I don't care. We've already missed it twice.
We just
envisioned. But thanks for letting me prep it before I was supposed to read it. I really appreciate that.
You came in like Carl Lewis. You threw it on the desk and took off again. And I was like, Nick, can you imagine if that copy's not here when he comes back and he starts.
First thing I noticed.
And he
starts. As soon as I walked in.
At the top of his lungs screaming, where is it?
Nope. First thing I noticed. Because I know how you guys are now.
I warned him. I was like, dude, he's going to be so pissed. It's going to be awesome.
First of all, no, let's just be very clear. Know. He warned me of nothing. He started cackling and giggling. I didn't warn you not to do it.
I didn't say not to do it. I fully admit that. I just said I guarantee you he's going to be upset.
I can also assure you that he would have had it before he had to execute the read.
Oh.
Well, he's
unlike when you sat on the lettuce.
We're so sure of that.
I am.
All right. Hey, can we talk Astros for a minute?
Sure.
Do you guys mind? I had a thought yesterday.
Ooh, and I wanted to ask you a question,
by
the way. Okay.
You first.
Well, it's about the Astros.
Okay.
So, on that topic, I'm watching the game, and then you and I were both watching the Red Sox Cardinals. They give the scores on the bottom line, and they say McCullers, first Astro since 2008, to go three consecutive starts with six-plus innings without giving up an earned run. And I'm thinking, Keuchel did that this year, didn't he? Because Keuchel went three, didn't he go three starts in a row without giving up a run?
I don't believe so, no. He would give up a run.
Because they said Oswalt in 08 was the last Astro starting pitcher to go six-plus in three consecutive starts without giving up an earned run. And I really thought, whether it be the Cy Young season or more specifically, I was thinking this year, I thought Keuchel had done that.
No, he has two shutouts, but he's not given. They're not shutouts, but he's gone 6-7 without giving up a run. But those were pretty far apart, May 11th and April, his first game of the season, April 3rd. So yeah, no, just those two. But he put together one earned run games three in a row. KC, Oakland, and LA. And remember, he lost that KC game, even though he only gave up one earned run. So, unfortunately. So, my question to you is, Astros are playing out of their minds. We all can agree on that. It's getting beat to death at on every station. We know it. It's like the Ball family. It's being talked about ad nauseum. What do you attribute it to? What's the one thing that you, one player? Because in my mind, I have a player in mind, but what's the for
to
you?
The Astros overall?
Yeah, Keuchel.
I mean, look, he's a part of it. But if you're asking me to say, I mean, and he plays once every 5 days, So when you look at it, there's two guys that come to mind as guys. One guy is a guy that you didn't expect it from and the production to be this great. And the other guy is a guy that, from the standpoint of he's switching positions, you don't know if he can, you know, if he's going to be that kind of consistent hitter. But I'd say the two guys I'm speaking of, one, Marwin Gonzalez, just simply because he leads the team in home runs. Mm-hmm. You know, his statistical numbers put him up in the top of the American League, and you're thinking this was going to be a utility guy that was going to bounce around, as we said yesterday on the depth chart. He's the backup at every position in the infield, but they really didn't have a spot for him. And now A.J. Hinch has to find a spot in the lineup for him. So I would say either him or Gurriel, because Gurriel moving to first base, and then the fact that he's hitting over 300, and he's hitting with some pop, and he's doing a lot of things that you didn't know you were going to get from him consistently, although you always knew he was a good hitter, I'd say one of those two guys.
Okay, fair enough. The reason that it popped into my head, because I'm thinking, man, you know, this team has turned it around in so many ways, but the big thing about this team is they have veteran leadership now in the clubhouse. And this pitching staff from top to bottom, I think, is outperforming way better than what people expected. And I think a lot of that, both of those, can be attributed to Brian McCann. I don't think he's getting enough credit for the turnaround on this team. When you look at what he's doing with this Astros staff, how well they're pitching on a nightly basis, and not just the starters, the bullpen as well. He's hitting in a position that you've never had hitting from. You think about all the years that Jason Castro was here and he was a great pitch framer. Well, fantastic. And he was a good defensive catcher. That's great. Then you had Hank Conger, who couldn't throw out
trash.
Yeah, I mean, pick somebody. He couldn't throw anybody. He couldn't throw out Cecil Fielder stealing a base. And now you've got two catchers, but one, I mean, the main guy, Brian McCann. Mm-hmm. I think he probably isn't getting enough credit for the turnaround for this team. When you take all of that, you know, what he's done, and he's hitting in a position that's always been a weakness for you. But then in that clubhouse, he's a leader.
Yeah.
And he's been through it all, and he can show guys like Altuve and Correa also how to be a leader or how to lead, because they're going to lead in their own style. They're not going to mimic what Brian McCann does, but they can watch him, and they can watch Carlos Beltran as well. But they can watch these guys and learn how to lead for the future. I just don't think he's going to get enough credit, but I would attribute a lot to what this team is doing.
There's only one guy on pace for 100 RBIs this year on this team.
Yeah.
It's Brian McCann.
Yeah.
You know, and he wasn't hitting it for the Yankees. And he wasn't hitting. They thought he was a disappointment because of his bat, which, other than his stint with the Yankees, he's always been a good stick. But when you see exactly what you're talking about, everybody expects that he's a really good signal caller. He's great behind the plate. But when he got the bat back,
yeah,
and he's hitting like he's hitting, man, you talk about forgotten how bad the bottom of the lineup was from five on down, six, seven, eight, nine last year for the Astros. But this lineup has made you completely forget, and he's one of the main reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I think we named three really solid candidates right there.
Yeah, and another one that if I was going to name two, since I would say George Springer, when he's healthy, has a huge impact on this team. There's no doubt he's the Pat Beverly of the team, but he has more skill. He contributes more in a more meaningful way. But that heart and soul guy, that energy, that fire, mm-hmm. that he's all of that. But then I think he actually contributes more to the team's
success. And he's also got personality, though.
Yeah.
His personality. They said he's the guy that fluffs Gurriel's hair before every game.
Yeah.
He does all these different things for all these different guys, and he does the music in the clubhouse. He's definitely the glue of the team.
I want nothing more than that dude to make the All-Star team as a starter. It's probably not going to happen. Again, I said yesterday it'll be Trout, Judge, and Betts. Mm-hmm. But I would love George Springer.
He should be on the squad.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't forget the fire thrower that is Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
Because he brings the...
That's what I'm saying.
He brings the heat.
You know, Strom probably deserves a lot for what's going on with this pitching staff. But Brian McCann, like, you hear Blummer talking about it all the time, how he forces Lance McCullers to throw that changeup in spots he probably wouldn't because he's not confident in it. It makes a huge difference in how these guys are pitching.
I told the story during spring training that set the tone. It was an off day for the position players. He and his son went to watch Dallas Keuchel's session out on a reserve field at spring training. and made sure he saw and watched all the pitches to see what he was dealing with, and then talked to Keuchel because he wanted that connection. That's something that you just can't find, you know, everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys, real quick, I want to tell you, here's a cool thing that you can do with BBVA Compass. They've got this going on tomorrow. They're going to have a family fun open house at two of their locations in town. So plan on stopping by between 2 and 4 tomorrow for fun with the whole family. And the best part is you get to meet Rashard Lewis. So I'm going to give you a couple of locations where they're at. And if you don't know who Rashard Lewis is, well, slap yourself. 32nd overall pick in the 98 draft, NBA champ at the Heat, two-time NBA All-Star. It's Rashard Lewis.
Elsick High School.
Yeah, Elsick High School. Friday, May 19th. The Family Fun Open House is from 2 to 4 at the Buffalo Speedway location. That's 5275 Buffalo Speedway. Rashard Lewis will be there from 2 to 3. Also, I think the Rockets mascot, Clutch, is going to be there with the Power Dancers. And then Wesleyan in Richmond. That's 4004 Richmond Avenue. Rashard will be there from 3 to 4. They also have face painters and balloon artists. So get your family. Go have some fun between 2 and 4 p.m. courtesy of BBVA Compass. And follow the ESPN 97.5 Twitter account for more information. That's BBVA Compass. Take the family. Go have some fun.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4 o'clock. One thing I did want to mention that was on our list, that when talking about the Astros, I want you people to chisel into your brains. Spend less time texting us stuff that we don't care about and more time remembering things that are important. The same way that I told you in the playoffs that it was going to become more of a slowdown game where low post presence was going to be a factor.
Nailed it.
Barry Laminack told you guys weeks ago to stop worrying about Quintana and realize Gerrit Cole is the guy that could be out there, that the Astros could pursue, that they wouldn't have to give up the farm for, that could be a second starter for you, two in the rotation, or the guy right behind Keuchel. Now everybody and their mother is trying to rob the milk truck to be able to have enough money to advertise the fact that they've come up with this notion that Gerrit Cole would be the guy for the Stros. Get over yourself. Just admit you listen to the show on a daily basis, and we'll move on.
Yeah, and the thing about that is you really needed the Pirates to suck. And they certainly, they're not sucking, I mean, but they're 5.5 back of the Brewers right now. And they've, I mean, they're, again, they're not by far not the worst team, but yeah, I think it's a real possibility that by the trade deadline that's going to be for sure.
You better put some respect on that, by the way. That is the juggernaut that is the powerhouse National League Milwaukee Brewers.
My bad.
Yeah, let me straighten that out.
They're putting up some runs. I tweeted something out last night that I thought was, you know, I'm a stats dork. I know you guys like to tease me about it, but I found this to be kind of interesting. When it comes to the Astros and their stats, the Astros went 6-1 on their last road trip and now have the best road record in baseball at 15-6. And the other thing that happened since that since they left Miami, they now have the best plus minus in baseball at 61. And so that's, if you don't know what the plus minus is, it's runs allowed minus runs scored that gives you your plus minus. There's only two teams that have scored more runs than the Astros in baseball. One of them is the Nationals. Would you care to guess who the other one is? Did you see the tweet?
I did not.
Would you care to guess who the other team that has scored more runs than the Astros is?
The Yankees?
No, bro, you just said them. Your Brewers. Your Brewers. So the Nationals and Brewers are the only two teams that have scored more runs than the Astros. There are only two teams that have allowed less runs than the Astros. Would you care to guess?
Nick, go ahead.
Who is it, Nick?
I wouldn't know.
It's the Yankees and the Dodgers. So, I mean, your Astros, that lets you know how well they're playing. Is there's very few teams that are scoring more and allowing less than them overall. So, good for them, man.
Well, here's the thing,
they're
too.
Doing the damn thing.
That's why we're talking about them. So, yeah. All you people that, like, don't have enough to do in your day to chime in and say, why are you talking about the Astros now? I was thinking about this last night when I was on a run.
Also, there's nothing else in Houston.
Well, plus, here's the other thing. I was on a run last night and was just thinking about.
How'd you do?
4 miles.
How fast?
I don't really time them, but it was under 40, so it was under 10 minute miles. So, yeah. So and I don't run as frequently as I'd like. But I was sitting there thinking about it going, for the ass clowns that like to text, why are you talking about Astros now? Well, let me clarify this for you so that it might give you some clarity in your brain. You can't have the best record at the end of the year if you don't have it at some point during the year. And if you get off to the start where you have it at the quarter mark, take it in horse racing, it's a pretty good that you're going to be in the mix all the way to the end if in racing after the first quarter mark, you're in the lead. Okay, yep. So that's good. And you also can't win the division and or be set for the playoffs if you don't have successful periods within the season. So the fact that they did all of this, have the best record, and all these things that we keep bombarding you with to say, hey, this is a great team and get on board, it's not to say that we're trying to bore you. We're trying to get you to be excited about the fact that in your own backyard, you have the best team in baseball.
Indeed. Like, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, and I don't want to harp on it, but I think there are more people in this town that appreciate that what the Astros are doing in baseball than we lead on. They're just not texting the show that we're talking about it and they're not excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just usually one or two guys that just, sit there and masturbate to NFL films or whatever. That, let's just talk football the whole time.
Or the stripper on the porch across the street.
Yeah, that's true.
That's possible.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's just, come on, people. I get tired of it sometimes. You guys know I got sick of it the other night on Twitter.
Yeah, but, you got angry with somebody. Yeah, I like
because
it.
Just stop trying to analyze us and break us down if we say something wrong or we say something. Just be appreciative that we're out there
mm-hmm.
and we're doing something that you wish you could do, but we're doing it for you.
Yeah. Did you, my weekly column with Houston Sports and mm-hmm. stuff, I posted this morning. But one of the stories that I linked to, I found pretty fascinating. A lot of you may not care. It's baseball related, so whatevs. But there's this chick, Claire Echols, is set to make baseball history this summer. She's a University of British Columbia softball player. And she's going to be, on Tuesday, the Victoria Harbor Cats of the West Coast League, which is a collegiate development league, comparable to like the Cape Cod League in the U.S., said that Echols is going to join their roster. So you're going to have a chick playing with dudes in baseball, which I think is pretty cool from the standpoint that she's going to compete. And I've always said that if there at some point, and maybe not even in our lifetime, but at some point, a female athlete is going to break that glass ceiling when it comes to the three major sports, it's probably not going to be football. Never.
Kicker.
Maybe. But I doubt it. Basketball, I think, there's more of an opportunity. But I think baseball, of the three sports, baseball, and I think it would be a pitcher. And I think that pitcher would probably be on an American League team where she's not batting. She might be a reliever, middle relief, long relief, something like that. I mean, she's certainly not going to be an ace or a fifth starter in anyone's rotation. But I think eventually you'll see a woman crack a major league team, and she'll be a pitcher. And this is one step closer to that. She's a knuckleball pitcher. And they said that when they asked her about it, the general manager, Brad Norris-Jones, he said, I had 4 scouting reports on her, and all 4 came in the same, that she has a great knuckleball and her fastball tails, and she's a lefty, and that fits my lineup. So, good for her, man. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is very cool. Nick, what do you think about it?
Don't care, but, that's just my personal
Nick
opinion.
Nick dialed in.
You don't care.
About Echols?
You don't care that this chick is about to be playing baseball with dudes.
I don't think
organized
she will,
ball. Like, what is it called? It's not the minors. It's, independent ball.
Independently.
Yeah,
you think she will?
Independent. She's signed. I just said they signed her.
Independent ball, but like, okay. I mean, I guess that's cool. It doesn't intrigue me. I mean, it's not supposed to intrigue me like it intrigues everybody else.
Would you be sad if you were struck out by a girl in independent ball?
No.
Wouldn't bother you?
Would not bother me.
Do you guys ever, when you, I know you guys both.
Because if she was there, she belonged there. She's supposed to be there.
Did you ever, in your coming up playing street ball, Did you ever have that chick that would show up and play and run with all the dudes?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Worked with one and played in our pickup games.
I want to hear more about this.
And was like,
yeah,
insane.
I have thoughts on this too, but I want to hear how Nick handled it. I know we got to go to break, but I have my own suspicions about Nick. I think Joel, you would handle like a champ, like a pro. Nick, on the other hand, I have my own feelings about and doubts.
Okay.
We'll get to that in just a minute. One in the books, two to go, plenty more show. Please join us, won't you? 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line where you can text and call. Hit us up on Twitter. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.